Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
All right, good to have you with us. Final hour of power. We'll take you up till 4 o'clock if you're listening live. If you're listening on demand or anytime you want, live and free and on demand on the Odyssey app. Good to have you with us. Amax on the other side of the glass. Antony from the Hoffman Show just asked me a question that I think they're going to discuss on their show, correct? Is that the impetus for it? So I was thinking about doing this, but then I heard Kevin kind of do it, you know, today, so I didn't want to triple up, double up, whatever. You know, everybody's kind of like ranking DC athletes and whatnot. The problem is like Anthony and I were just discussing, there's a couple of guys that none of us have ever seen that you got to throw into that mix, right? I don't feel comfortable like throwing Sammy Ball and Walter Johnson into that mix. And I know, you know, it's not that I know nothing about them, but I never saw them, never watched them. Too young. And I'm old, right? But how do you make a top five list or a top three list without one of them? If it's a top three list, without two of them, if it's a top five list, you know, then how do you separate? I mean, Alex Ovechkin clearly is the best hockey player. But this organization has had really good hockey players. Mike Gartner, Rod Langway, right? Hey, I mean, you know, Jaromir Jagr, even though it didn't work out here. I mean, but Alex Ovechkin is clearly number one. How do you just, like I heard while I was driving in, while I was stuck in that horrible traffic, I heard Coach Ian basically defending John Riggins over Darryl Green. And kind of his theory, if I heard it correctly, was Darryl Green never won a Defensive Player of the Year award. You know, John Riggins obviously had tremendous success, but John Riggins, Riggo, wasn't around his entire career here. But also remember that Kevin worked with Riggo, so he might be a little bit partial to Riggo. But also, Kevin is a very, very, very serious sports fan, analyst, what have you, and he just feels a certain way. I love Riggo. I worked with him a couple of times, treated me nicely, got no problem with him. We're not friends or anything like that. I have all the respect in the world for him, but I would put Darryl Green as, to me, the greatest Redskin that I have seen. Again, Sammy Ball, Sonny Jurgensen, who I was lucky enough to work with for 5 years, they played before I was watching football. Right? I mean, to me, with no disrespect meant to John Riggins, I would put Green ahead of him.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
When you are thinking about, not even in this particular instance, but just when these conversations come up, like the best basketball player, the best my mind always goes to, please don't kill me, all the fans. Anthony standing right here. Rooster, don't kill me.
He's got a football in his hands. He's going to throw it at your noggin.
Yeah, I hope not. But it's a fact that athletes are faster, bigger, stronger now. So when we have these discussions, mm-hmm. are we talking about relative to their time, or are we just saying in general?
Well, it's a great question. It's a great point because, again, if you just look at Gretzky versus Ovechkin, now nobody that I know reasonably would say that Ovechkin was a better player all around than Gretzky. Obviously, he's a better goal scorer by one now in the same amount of games, right? But Gretzky was 165 pounds in the free-flying Western Conference when he played in his heyday. Eventually, he wound up in the East with the Rangers, and the game had changed a little bit, but he never played in this era of cyborgs, both as forwards and goaltenders and defensemen and all that. So, like, is it easy to compare two guys that played the same sport, different, way different games, way different generations? No, it's not. It's unfair, and you kind of look at it as he was the greatest of his era. He was, I mean, there was no argument about Gretzky. There is an argument, at least, about Ovechkin being the greatest of his era. He's the greatest goal scorer of all time now, and arguably the greatest player of his era. But, and I know people are not going to like this, Sidney Crosby did win 3 Stanley Cups and was a better all-around player, but not the prolific goal scorer and certainly not the health warrior, if you will, that Alex was. So, again, you can make different arguments, but at least they're playing in the same era, okay? LeBron James is the best player of this era. Does that mean he was the best player of all time in the NBA? Never mind Kobe, just compare him to Michael Jordan, right? Jordan's got 6 championships. LeBron's got, what, 4, right? 4 championships? 2 with the Heat, 1 with the Lakers, and 1 with the Cavs, right? 5? 4. 4. I mean, LeBron's a cyborg. Michael Jordan was 6'6 and what? 195? 200? Whatever he was? Different players, different styles, different era. Again, I mentioned earlier in the show, when I was getting out of college, mid-90s, it was the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks battling it out in 76, 74 games. Sometimes teams score 76 points, especially if they're playing the Wizards, but in the first quarter in today's NBA. No, first half probably. And that might happen tonight against the Pacers. As I mentioned, they scored 162 points against the Wizards 2 weeks ago. You can listen to it after Hoffman, 6:45 tonight. Is it fair to compare LeBron James to even Kobe Bryant? And they crossed eras, right? Did Michael was gone ultimately by the time LeBron made his debut, right? I think. Pretty sure on that, right? Yeah. So, I mean, is it fair to compare the two? Of course it's not. Different styles, different body types, different eras. But inevitably, right? We all have to make conversation happen, discussion happen. And I just said, I don't feel great about ranking or not ranking Walter Johnson and Sammy Ball in Washington, D.C. and just all over because I never saw them play. I know some about them. I can look up numbers, but I never saw them play. My buddy the Birdman, who you hear from time to time, always yells and screams at me about Johnny Unitas being better than Tom Brady. I never saw Johnny U play. I've only seen grainy old video. You know, I never saw Joe DiMaggio play. I never saw Babe Ruth play. But yet we know they live in a certain legend and lore, Mickey Mantle. I never saw those guys play except, again, grainy video. Willie Mays. I did see Willie Mays in an old-timers game or two at Shea Stadium. But, you know, like, the best player for a long time in our in my baseball generation was Barry Bonds before he started becoming a roided out freak. Because he was a great player before he started using roids. And just because you do one thing well, i.e. Mark McGwire, right, who only hit home runs, doesn't mean you're the same level of player as, say, Barry Bonds or Ken Griffey Jr. or I guess Mike Trout when he was healthy, never healthy anymore, or, you know, again, now it's Shohei Ohtani, so on and so forth. So eras change, the game changes, levels change, body types change. It makes it very difficult to compare athletes, to rank athletes. It's more of a gut feel type thing. Like, who can say, who, you know, yesterday we said in terms of sports assassins, right? Which is a weird kind of term. Like, to me, it was Michael, it was Brady, Ovechkin, Mike Tyson were the top four that I came up with. There's no way to prove me wrong. Maybe Ovechkin isn't the assassin that I think he is. He's got no playoff overtime goals. If he was truly an assassin, Chris, he would have those. Well, he doesn't have any of them. So does that disqualify? But I don't know if I can put Kobe on that list because, yes, at times Kobe was an absolute dye-in-the-wool assassin. But at times Kobe was selfish and hoisted up shots that he shouldn't just because he was so confident in himself. But, you know, again, reasonable arguments can be made for any of these rankings, for any of these subjects, because it really depends on what you feel. Some people out there, because they didn't see Gretzky, like if you're 30 years and younger, you might be like, well, like, why is Wayne Gretzky the greatest? Clearly, over Alex Ovechkin or Sidney Crosby. Or, you know, Gordie Howe. Oh, I mean, again, everybody can look up the numbers. If you didn't watch Wayne Gretzky like I did for a lot of his career, you can look up his numbers and obviously say, well, I mean, you know, the numbers are so far in his favor. Of course he is. Right? But, like in the NBA, it's not as... it's more disputable. Again, do you go with Michael, who I go with and I think most people go with, or do you go with LeBron, who the younger generation goes with in a lot of cases? Or if you're kind of a mix hybrid of both, you might go Kobe. Might. Some out there might go Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was passed by LeBron for the all-time scoring mark a couple of years ago at 38,000 and change. Some might go Magic Johnson, who's the only thing that derailed his career from being even better than it was, you know, quite honestly, HIV. It's really hard to compare eras. Not only eras, because the world and sports were so different, but also think about it. Athletes and athletes' body types are so different, right? AMAC, I mean, like, who looked like LeBron James at any other point in the NBA, yeah, in the history of the NBA?
And even if you look at it now, like, the alien, the freak, Wembanyama,
yeah,
like, that just didn't exist in Michael Jordan's time. I'm not going to say that LeBron is better because those players exist in his era than Michael Jordan. But I think it is something that a lot of people don't take into consideration enough. Yeah. Like players, specifically in the NBA and across all sports, they're just more skilled now.
Well, when you say skilled, you mean, okay, faster, more dynamic? But,
yes.
But is that also because training and education and eating and taking care of your body and maybe not being on the road and on in like all of that is so much more sophisticated.
Yes.
Because like I look at and say, all right, LeBron James, again, there I don't remember a specimen like LeBron James. And obviously he's great. But I still wouldn't rank him ahead of Michael. I might be willing to rank him ahead of Kobe Bryant. I might be willing to do that. There's differences. Would you rank LeBron James clearly? Like, Magic might have been the closest thing I could think of off the top of my head to the frame that LeBron James had earlier in his career. Not now. I mean, because now LeBron is what? What is he, 260, 265 and just chiseled like a rock? Something like that, 255, somewhere in that range. I don't think Magic was that thick. But again, a completely different era. But because Magic was
6'9". 250 LeBron.
Yeah, 250.
250, according to ESPN.
Yeah, that's what he's listed at. Yeah. I mean, he might be 260, whatever it is. But I mean, it's not fat. Like Charles Barkley, God bless him, because he's a big hockey guy, was round. LeBron James is not round. So we're dealing with not only athletes playing a different style game, right? If you think about it, the NBA and basketball in general right now and for the last 5 to 7 years is about who can hoist the most three-pointers. That's the style of the game. But because they've limited hand check, they've limited physicality, you can't do what those Knicks and Heat teams that I've mentioned used to be able to do. You can't do it. Can't do it. Because otherwise, teams are going to the free throw line, and you're getting... not thrown out of the game, but you're fouling out of a game, right? So when we sit here and compare eras and we compare athletes, even in a city like Washington, D.C., you know, think about like when Walter Johnson was pitching compared to now where managers and pitching coaches are afraid to let guys go more than 6 innings. Right? Even though athletes are better, technology is much, much, much more a part of the game. Sophisticated education, analytics. I mean, obviously, the pay is way, 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 way better. The training, the year-round nature. Today's athletes have every advantage that yesterday's athletes didn't have. But yesterday's athletes, to counter that, didn't pitch to, play against, shoot, or dribble against, or run against, again, the cyborg athletes that we have in today's day and age. So they were more relatively speaking compared to their brethren against the time that they played. If you dropped Walter Johnson or even Sammy Ball into today's NFL or Walter Johnson into today's Major League Baseball, would they be as dominant? Probably not. Maybe. But probably not. All right. That was sort of planned, sort of unplanned. Ran into Anthony in the hallway. Heard Kevin on the way in, so I wanted to get my piece on that. We're not going to do a big thing. If you want to weigh in, go ahead. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Shedeur Sanders and where he might wind up. And it could be as low, based on what I heard this morning from my guy Johnny D, it could be as low as the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll tell you why next.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
All right, so we got a little bathroom situation going on here on the second floor at Odyssey. Somebody did something vile and foul in the urinals, and it spilled all over the place, and one was shut down, and it smelled rancid as hell before the show.
What did you do?
Nice one. So either way, AMAC says, I put in an extra spot. I got to go to the bathroom. I said, yeah, man, I'm going to go to the bathroom too. We're discussing on the way how rancid and vile it was. We get over there, and it's closed. So I said, I don't really have to go to the bathroom that bad. So I went and made another cup of coffee. And AMAC was like, screw this. I gots to go. And what did you do?
I peeked over in the always nicer, more clean women's bathroom. And I got an okay beforehand. I made eye contact with the seemingly lovely lady here at Odyssey. And I said, I'm good, right? Said, yeah,
you
sure.
You mean the part of the custodial crew?
Yeah.
So she gave you the okay because she was keeping an eye on things.
Yeah, I guess so. But I felt validated. That's what I was kind of hoping for. Like, was I going to get like a disgusted look like, But she looked at me and she said, sure, go ahead. And that was all the validation I need. And I was able to get in and get out without any awkward situation.
Right. Because she would have presumably, if a female had walked up there, she would have presumably said, oh, hold on. Somebody's in there.
Or just gave a fair warning like, There's a nice, handsome young man who just went in there.
A nice, handsome young man.
Is very charismatic young man.
Yeah. Is that how you refer to yourself?
No.
Did everything come out okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I feel refreshed.
Good for you.
You should have did the same thing, Rooster.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have done that before. I've also walked in there while a woman custodian was cleaning, and I said, I've got to go so bad, and I have such a long drive. Please, let me go. I don't know where else to go. There's no chance I'm going to make it. And they're always nice. Let's do this. So this morning, every Tuesday morning, I do a spot with my guy, Johnny D, down in Norfolk and Virginia Beach, and Suave and J-Lo are his two colleagues, and it's a fun show, good time, 8:25 Tuesdays. I've known Johnny forever, and again, we have some laughs and some yucks. This was not the laughs and the yucks part. They were mentioning that there's a mock draft, I don't know who has it, that has Shedeur Sanders. I think it was the New Athletic mock draft, that's what it was. The New Athletic mock draft has Shador Sanders going all the way down at, I believe it's number 20 to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
21.
Okay. So here it is. 19, Tampa, Jalen Walker from Georgia to Tampa Bay. 20, Emeka Ebuka from Ohio State, the wide receiver. 21, Shador Sanders. Now it says, even if Pittsburgh signs Aaron Rodgers, and even if Rodgers has some gas left in the tank that we haven't simply seen over the past 3 years, Steelers are going to have to devise a long-term plan, most important position. I cannot get there on Sanders as a top 10 pick. And I don't think he's ready to help fix a truly bad team. He'll be a better fit if he lands somewhere that can give him a supporting cast. Now, this mock draft was done. Again, part of The Athletic by some dude named Nick Baumgartner. I've heard of him, but I don't know his qualifications, so I apologize. Either way, that's an interesting scenario because most people have Shador Sanders being a top five pick. You got Cam Ward in this mock draft, 1, Tennessee. I think everybody has settled on that. Cleveland, which can go a number of different ways, they have Travis Hunter. Giants, your guys. Number 3, Mason Graham, the best defensive tackle in the draft. Remember, what's his name, got hurt at the end of last year?
Abdul Carter?
No.
Corner?
No, your big defensive tackle.
Dexter Lawrence.
Dexter Lawrence.
Yes.
Sexy Dexy.
Yep.
And remember, they lost Leonard Williams a couple years. So, again, that certainly could make some sense. Abdul Carter, in this particular mock, a lot of people think he's going number 2. Goes at number 4 to the Patriots. Number 5, Will Campbell, the offensive tackle from LSU. So just using that as kind of a base, right? Out of that group, the Browns arguably need a quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's much of an argument.
Yeah.
They have Mason Rudolph. They have Kenny Pickett, who they traded from Philadelphia for Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Obviously, again, Deshaun Watson is unlikely to play this year, but I wouldn't rule it out. Guys recover from Achilles tendon injuries much faster than they used to. But you have Cleveland, which could certainly use a quarterback and could use a developmental quarterback, if not a starter. The Giants, who have now Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and Tommy Cutlets. I think a lot of people are kind of ruling them out of the quarterback mix, but we've talked about this before, you and I, and on the show, I wouldn't rule them out. But do you have to take Shador Sanders at number 3? And the Patriots, we know, Drake May. Jacksonville, we think fine with Trevor Lawrence, even though he's been a disappointment. The Raiders just traded for and paid Geno Smith. I don't imagine they're taking a quarterback in the first round. The Jets, I mean, they have Justin Fields. They have Justin Fields.
High endorsement.
They have Justin Fields. I don't think Shador Sanders makes it out of the top 7 because I think ideally the Jets are perfectly set up. If he makes it through Cleveland and the Giants, right, I think, because I don't see him going New England, Jacksonville, or the Raiders, I think the Jets, with Justin Fields, who's nothing more than a younger bridge quarterback. That's all he is. Not a good quarterback. Not a great quarterback. He's a great athlete. He couldn't get a little bit more efficient as a pass. It's hard to see him getting to be top flight efficient. He's late. He doesn't anticipate well, what have you. He's a great athlete, but not a great thrower. So I don't see him getting past 7, and if he does, I don't know if I see him getting past 9. I mean, who do the New Orleans Saints have outside of Derek Carr and the kid that played against the Commanders, whose name I can't even remember? And they've got a
Taylor
new
Taylor Heineke?
No. He's still with the Chargers. The kid from Fresno State that played against the Commanders in December. I can't even remember.
Spencer Rattler?
There you go. No, he's from South Carolina. They have him too.
Jake Haner.
Yeah, there you go. That's who played against the Commanders.
Yeah.
I mean, he was very nondescript, very non-memorable. My point being is, and I don't know what Kellen Moore thinks, it's hard for me to see Shedeur Sanders out of the top nine, and I think he'll probably go in the top seven. So this notion that, again, was presented to me by my pal Johnny D this morning about this mock draft, which has him going to the top 21. Again, this guy, Nick Baumgartner, is saying, I just can't see him in my top 10. Well, that doesn't mean 32 teams and executives don't view him that way. All it takes is one. And there's plenty of possible destination, even though I think Shedeur Sanders ideally should not be a top 10 quarterback by the way we judge quarterbacks. But, you know, I don't think he's going to be around for the Steelers at number 21. That would surprise me. Although, and I'll wrap this up, remember Malik Willis a couple of years ago from Liberty? Some knuckleheads had him going number 2 overall in that draft because he was athletic. Because quarterbacks go higher. He went in the third round. So, could we see a precipitous drop? Maybe because they don't want to deal with Deion and the Hollywood nature of Shedeur Sanders? Maybe. Don't think it'll happen at 21. We got to take a timeout. Got to do a final trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so the top story in sports of the day is with 5 games remaining, 15 games over 500, and currently holding a 4th seed in the NBA's Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets have fired head coach Michael Malone and general manager Calvin Booth, who both won a championship less than 2 years ago. The Wizards visiting the Indiana Pacers tonight, 6:45, the coverage on Team 980 and the Odyssey app. The last time they faced each other, well, it didn't exactly go well for the Wiz, who gave up 162 points to the Pacers. Yeesh. Yeesh is right, but it's yours right here on the Team 980 at 6:45. And the Nationals go for win number 4 in a row against the LA Dodgers, the defending World Series champion. 6:15 the coverage, 6:45 first pitch. Nats Park, Brad Lourdes expected to get his first major league start. And that's what's trending.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's what I have to say to many of you. Not all of you, many of you. All right, here it is. Mel Kiper Jr.'s got a 2-round mock draft out, right? Is that what this is? Yeah, I think a 2-round. Yeah. So I think he's got, by the way, where do you think he's got Shedeur Sanders going to finish up that part of the conversation, AMAC?
I know. It's 9 to the Saints.
Oh, you snuck a peek. Now, I had not seen this when I said he's probably not going to get past the Jets at 7 or the Saints at 9.
The Jets is an interesting one, though, because I don't think I've heard any talk about them taking a quarterback, or even having movement up and getting a quarterback.
A lot of people do not think they're going to take a quarterback because they are wrongfully convinced that Justin Fields is a good passing NFL quarterback.
Their new head coach, Aaron Glenn, just came out and said that he's comfortable with. You know, and of course he's going to say that, right? Like, no one's going to say, I'm not comfortable with this guy. Like, but, yeah.
I have no doubt Justin Fields will be the week one starter.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that you can win 7 or maybe 8 games with Justin Fields.
That's being kind.
Maybe. You can't win. I truly don't believe you can win 10 games with Justin Fields.
In that division?
And neither did Mike Tomlin. And if we think Mike Tomlin's a pretty smart guy, I mean, listen, there's plenty of criticism for Mike Tomlin. I get it. He hadn't won a playoff game in a long time. But Mike Tomlin didn't think so either. Arthur Smith didn't think so either. They had more faith in Russell Wilson, which should tell you something. So did I, by the way. And I don't like Russell Wilson. But I really don't hold, I'm sorry, Justin Fields in high regard as a passer. As an athlete, yes. Apparently a great teammate, yes. Second highest sack rate percentage since being drafted in 2021, 10.5% for Justin Fields. You know what that tells me? It's a quarterback who's late all the time, and it's a quarterback who's not throwing with anticipation. Decisiveness. It's not anything to do with reading a defense, which was the old criticism that people would hear. It's timing. Anticipation. Not being late. I'm surprised the band isn't more cranked up for the Jets, considering. I don't know who their backup quarterback is. I would have to check. I mean, Justin Fields is going to start. I have no doubt about that. Computer is just a nightmare. All these automatic ads just bog this thing down.
I was talking to just while you're doing
Tyrod Taylor is their backup quarterback. So maybe that's why people aren't buzzing. But just real quickly, and Jordan Travis, I forgot about him, and he missed all of last year, but a lot of people hold. So maybe they don't go quarterback there. Mm-hmm. I still think they need to, like, figure out who's going to be their long-term starter. And again, Shedeur could be that guy that is not ready to play week one, but by the end of this year, after a full offseason and training camp and preseason and regular season practice, I mean, they have clearly other needs, but I'm just saying. Anyway, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's fine. I was talking to Toby before the show, one of your favorite people.
Tobes!
Yeah, and
very cocky, very arrogant.
Yeah, a little violent. No, he's actually not. But
he's his head, his ego has just blown up. Just blown up since he became a third wheel on the Grant and Danny show.
But just to tie back in the home team here, if Shedeur does happen to fall to 21 And teams like the Browns and the Giants, who are at the top of the draft, who still need quarterbacks, I feel like that pushes Jackson Dart back, and then also at the same time creates a little bit more yearning for those teams to trade back into that first round.
Correct.
Which
and the,
makes
and the
your
Commanders are in a perfect spot.
Exactly. Yeah.
Correct. Now, Mel Kiper Jr. has Shamar Stewart, the defensive end pass rusher edge from Texas A&M. And Mel Kiper says, you know, his draft stock is hard to predict. You know, some people think he's going to go in the mid first round. Some people think it's going to be late first round, what have you. You know, he's got all the raw tools, but he only had 4.5 sacks over 3 seasons, which not a lot. You know, I'm not sure on him just yet. But at 29, if they take an edge, it's probably going to be what's left as opposed to the best play, you know, edge rusher, certainly, right at 29. And again, they might very much be wanting and willing to trade back, A, because it's a deep edge class, B, because if it's not the guy you love or really like or really think you can unlock the potential of, you try and trade back, and especially like Mel's got the Louisville quarterback going at 33, first pick of the second round of Cleveland, and then Jalen Milroe going to
the Giants.
Your Giants. I guess the Jets quarterback situation is a little bit better than I was giving it credit for. I'm just not a Justin Fields guy, bottom line. But Tyrod Taylor can at least be a serviceable starter and a get-by option if Justin Fields gets hurt or is really still lagging behind. You know, who's the Jets' new head coach now?
God. Former defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions,
Aaron Glenn. You mentioned it earlier in the show. God, I was drawing a blank. So, you have that. And real quickly, just wrapping this part up, and maybe we'll do more of this tomorrow from Mel's draft. At 61, he's got cornerback from Iowa State, Darian Porter, going to the Commanders. And it says, I'm intrigued by Porter as a day two pick because a lot of untapped potential former receivers still learning the quarterback position. 4.3 40 speed, plenty of length and ball skills to create takeaways. He picked off 3 passes last year. Commanders added Jonathan Jones, re-signed Noah Igbinoghene, replacing Emmanuel Forbes, of course, Benjamin St. Juice, Michael Davis. But Porter could develop into a starter. So there you have that. All right, when we come back, we'll finish up the show. Dumb Dumb of the Day next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, wrapping up things on a Tuesday. Craig Hoffman coming up next. Wizards basketball, 6:45. Back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. But first, you know what time it is. Yeah, this is Dumb Dumb of the Day and Sicko of the Year. Headline, New York Post. Florida influencer. Immediately you should know that this person is going to be an idiot. And quote-unquote dog mom films herself having sex with her pet chihuahua, according to cops. And then it gets worse, as if that's not bad enough. And it's pretty damn bad. She posted them on the internet. Videos, pictures. 27-year-old woman, Logan Gaminski of Ocala in Marion County, Florida. Yes, put them on Instagram. Pictures and video of her having sex. She shared her horrific clips with her 15,000 idiot followers on Instagram. She was arrested on March 21st, charged with 2 felonies, according to the Marion County Sheriff's Office, which is fine. She was pulled into police headquarters. She admitted and called herself again a dog mom and a content creator who sells explicit photos and videos on the internet for money. She admitted she created and shared the video with another social media user who requested it and paid $500 for it. She said she had also been involved in sexual activity with another dog, and the video of both incidents were still stored on her cell phone. There's pictures of her cuddling with the dogs. There's obviously pictures and videos and incriminating evidence of the other stuff. And she was released on $10,000 bond about a week ago. She's due to appear in court for an arraignment on April 22nd. She's walking free. That's what country we live in, boys and girls. And moron of the century. Craig Hoffman is coming up next. Thanks to AMAC. Great job as always. Thanks to you. You guys were okay. See you tomorrow at 1 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.